T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Did he say 100,000 meals? We're headed fast toward 200,000 here. You are, I should say, because you're doing the work out there. You're committing to this at Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon, benefiting the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. $1 equals 3 meals. You can get on our champions board out there with a commitment of $11 a month. You can be a Feed the Need community champion. And by getting on that board, you'll have a chance from the fan to win 2 tickets to a Pirate game. Plus, your name will be up in lights, Paul.
Destructible.
Oh, no.
It's another Rocky song.
There's too many Rocky songs. Jay Caulfield.
I think it's unbelievable.
Is on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. The Feed the Need Radiothon sponsor, Spitzer Toyota.
Fighting for.
Bill Few Associates Wealth Management. Hampton Beer Outlet. Wiggle Whiskey. Pittsburgh Regional Transit. Dollar Bank. And the sponsor for this hour is Red Ribbon Soda. Pittsburgh's pop. Jay, how are you?
There's no easy way out.
Oh, hey, guys. Paul, you're hired, big man. That's phenomenal. That's an outstanding performance.
Thank you.
Jay, we've been talking a lot today about just athletes and teams and their contributions to, you know, helping make people's lives better. I know the Penguins are amazing in the community with what they do. There's Mario's legacy and lots of players and coaches before and after them, including you. And I know charity work is close to your heart.
Yeah, I think any player coming through here and all the guys you've had, you know, throughout the day, but I think the Lemieux Foundation, like what that has meant, and my wife Alicia's on the board of the Lemieux Foundation. I think it's just a wonderful, obviously there's so many people need and so many different things that you could be a part of and help out, but the Lemieux Foundation certainly, just because of the angle we come from, has been such a big part of so many of our lives and how we're trying to help out. And Mario's the most so gracious with his time, but the foundation does a wonderful job, and just like what you're doing today.
Well, I think that's the thing, and you know, when you were a player, I'm sure there were lots of opportunities, right? When you were a player to be involved in projects like that.
Yeah, you know, Paul, there was the years that I played. There was, first of all, with the golf tournaments that you could have had. We were involved in so many golf outings for every Monday and Friday in the off season. It seemed like there was always so many things to be a part of. And then the cystic fibrosis was something that we were all part of, you know, and helping out that way. Then certainly how it's evolved into, as I mentioned, the Lemieux Foundation now. But yeah, Paul, there were just so many things that we all, if you lived in the city in the off season, you were just, it was almost automatic that you were just, you know, found a way to be and take part and try and help out any way you could.
Jay Caulfield on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. The Jay Caulfield Show is brought to you by McVeigh Heating and Cooling. So, Jay, we have Jake Guentzel back in town tonight. And I keep wondering, I was asking Steige about this earlier, if maybe they just loaned him to the Hurricanes. It's a nice loan so far, 12 points in 8 games. What do you think the chances are that Guentzel could be back this summer? Like, what factors will weigh into it for him?
Well, I mean, certainly if you can pick up a player like Bunning and a couple of prospects and then get him back, that certainly would be a win-win, right? I mean, that would be outstanding. I'm not sure. I mean, the numbers, will the numbers work? Will the numbers fit here? There's going to be a lot of players that leave and maybe open up all that kind of room. But as we know, there's a lot, the parts that have to take place is the Penguins need to get younger. They need to get more physical. They need to, all these things and pieces they need to put together. They need to build their just their system. But if you look at to be competitive in the National Hockey League and you watch the game the other night, you need to be faster. You need to be younger. And Jake Guentzel's still an age. He's going to score. He's going to be he's dominating already with Carolina. He's going to continue to do that for years on end. And if they have a great run in Carolina and do something spectacular, maybe he doesn't want to leave where he's at right there. Who knows? There's so many things that will come to know. What does he want? What will he want at the end of this season? I'm sure how this took place, it didn't sit well with a number of people. And however that plays itself out, Joe, certainly nothing better than to see him come back, because I believe at 29 years old, he's got whatever many years Sidney Crosby is going to be playing, Jake Guentzel's got 3, 4, 5 years of producing at a high level.
You know, he comes back and plays tonight, and I know guys, you know, change teams. There's guys that change teams, and you play former teammates. But it's pretty clear that Jake Guentzel was pretty special to the group of guys in that locker room, especially the guys that have been around for a while. What will tonight be like? Will there be some emotions, sort of before the game, even as they start to try and play each other?
Yeah, you know what, Paul? I think there will. I think there will be naturally, just because, listen, he's from 2017 and, you know, what that meant, the 16-17 season and right till now, and being a line mate of Sidney Crosby, who, you know, there are players that just work well with certain people, and certainly the combination of the two was outstanding over all these years. And I then think you go into the personal side, you know, you made your home here, you kind of grew up here, you know, your family started here. I think that's the things that start to come into play. Then you're going to be in the building where, hey, maybe you knew where your family was always at, or who knows what enters, you know, players' minds. Everybody's different. But he's going to realize that's the things that might start to hit you on top of what you did professionally as a hockey player and how great he was here. And I think there's the things that start to maybe resonate with you. And then the professional side of you is going to take over and you got a game to play. And there's things on the table that you have to perform. And then you realize also this is the team that moved on from you. Depending on the conversations that they had, that's something that you'll just kind of move on. And I think I even heard him say, he was even quoted as saying, basically, now you go out and go get your 2 points and do what you need to do. I think that's the part that takes over. Right, Paul? I mean, professional athletes, you have to compartmentalize. You have to put things aside, then go do your job. And I think that's what Jake Guentzel will get to that. But I do think there's going to be that softer side of the emotion side that goes with it. And I'm sure he'll be experiencing that all along the way, right till when they drop the puck, what it's like to be in a different locker room, so on and so forth, different bench, different penalty box.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Name it. Everything's different.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We have to address the debacle that took place the other day. Penguins leading 4-0 in the second period. Jay, what happened?
Yeah. You know, Joe, I think when you're vulnerable, I just think when you're a fragile team, and they had a great start to the game, and they did. 30 minutes of the game, they were very good. And then once they get the first one, it just almost flips back, and I think I mentioned this the other day even. When you watch the Penguins game over the years and you knew who they had, you knew they could come back from any kind of number or score. That's what Colorado is right now. Their pressure, their speed, they come at you with lines of talent and the decor that's up in the play. And once they got the first one, then especially the second goal, quick, then it was all she wrote, in a sense. Like you just had, but you had to go back and do your and play your game and push the pace the other way. But they couldn't match what Colorado was bringing. And that's just a sign of the times right now, right? But I always felt like, can you count the Penguins out over all these years? No, you really couldn't. And that's what Colorado does. They're an impressive, powerful team. But a game to give away like that, it's par for the course the way this year is, especially the way this year is finished. This last stretch when you needed to, you have a chance. The standings, nobody in your Eastern Conference and your division wants to take a stranglehold of anything. And your games, not only do you not play to the level that you know you can, you just come nowhere near it. And your goaltending's not what you want. You're not able to produce. And you have games like that. And again, it can only happen against a team that's, to me, a dominating powerhouse. And that's what Colorado is right now. They're ramping up going to the playoffs. But the fan base and the people and the players alike, it's just another one you're going to shake your head at. And they're not thrilled about it, and certainly the fans aren't thrilled about it. It's tough to watch when it goes that way.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting, but it's been a long, long time since the Penguins, obviously, and you know their fans, have had a stretch of 12 or 13 games where, I mean, I guess technically the games matter, but with 12 or 13 games here to end the season where it feels like the Penguins probably aren't playing for anything. It's been so long. I can't even remember what that feels like.
No, Paul, that's very true. I mean, last year, what they gave it up at the end of the year, and this year it's been going on. I mean, there's still a mathematical, chance. You know, they're not totally, they don't have a letter next to their name that says they're out, they're done for the year. But, yeah, I can't remember a time either where, the topic on the radio or sports or anywhere, sports television, whatever it is, that the Penguins shouldn't be at the center of it. And right now they're not. And deservedly so. I mean, down the stretch when you could have taken something and made something happen, you didn't have everybody on the bus. That's fact. That's what it is. Whatever phrase you want to use, you didn't have everybody come to play each and every night. And when that happens, your record's going to reflect it. And that's exactly where they're at right now. They've fallen out of favor. They drop games when the rest of it. Over the last month, we have talked, and I've said, I felt like this was still, would Philadelphia give it up? What's the second wild card going to be? I mean, we were saying it needed to be 96, 97 points. I'm not sure what it's going to be now, but you certainly had a chance to climb, and they couldn't do it. They couldn't pull it together. And I think there's a lot of things that came into play with that. And we've talked the trade deadline, how that took place, when it took place, where it happened. Then you played Washington. That was a not a good game for the Penguins at all. But it maybe started on the West Coast trip when they gave that game away in Calgary, had a game in Seattle that they were in control and movement of players. And they just couldn't finish off when they needed to. The number one, maybe keep themselves on a roll or get yourself on a roll. And to your point, Paul, now you're looking at all these games where the Penguins are not in the hunt for a playoff. And it's been a lot. It's years. And we don't see that too often here with who they have here. But it's happening this year, and sometimes it takes this kind of event or through a season to have drastic changes start to take place.
Jay, we appreciate the time, man. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for coming on today.
Okay, and by the way, Joe, Paul, my wife and I, we would like to donate another $500 to your Need to Feed. If we can do that, can we do it right through here? We'll get online, but Alicia and I will give another $500 this year again, and we're glad to be a part of it.
That is awesome, Jay.
That's tremendous.
We really thank you guys for that. That's really generous. And yeah, the best way to do that is to call this number for you and everybody, Jay, 412-663-5664, or you can text NEED to 50155, or go right on the Metropolitan Window Company online donation center at 937thefan.com. You're the best. Thank you, Jay.
We'll do it. Great job, guys. Take care.
That's Jay Caulfield stepping up like so many others here. The Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon to benefit the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. Up around, we were close to 150,000 meals provided at the 39 mark last hour. We're going to be pushing 200,000 meals here any moment. And I want to tell you first that you can listen to Cook and Joe every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week. From the Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry Contest, run every Wednesday through Friday around noon at 937thefan.com contesting page. The General stepped up again with another generous donation today. Jeff Patton from the Baseball Card Castle. Here's this hour's incentive, by the way. And this is a good one. Somebody who donates a minimum of $50, so $50 plus this hour, will win a very interesting prize, especially if it happened during this show, I would imagine. Join one of our shows for a day. Pick the station and the show of your choice and join them in studio. So a donation of $50 plus gets you a chance to be that person. And we'll let you know, I think, at the end of this hour, who's the winner. So donate a minimum of $50 and you'll get to join one of our shows for a day if you are chosen from among the people who donate.
What show would you want to be on?
Probably the morning show. You? I mean, other than our show.
Yeah, this show. Yeah. You're supposed to say
this
show.
Of course, this show. But you implied I go on a different show.
I would like to do a shift with Whammo.
That would be interesting. Well,
that'd be fun, right? Playing some music, playing some good music. I think I'd like to do that.
You'd be great. So would Sean Don't Call Me Seth Meyers. He's been great with the music all day. He'd be a great DJ, wouldn't he?
Yes.
Legendary figure.
Thank you.
Especially if he was going to play Rocky songs.
50-minute mark on The Fan coming up, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. As we roll on here, Brian Gulish is going to come on and tell us how close to 200,000 meals we are. I think the goal was 100,000. We're absolutely crushing that. I should say again that you out there are absolutely crushing that. And coming up, Paul, man, this has been, in addition to talking to Brian, this has been a weird, 48 hours in the sports and betting world. There's something happening in the NBA, crazy story involving a player. And then there's Ohtani, and he spoke yesterday, and, man, he drew a line. And if he ain't telling the truth, this story might not go away for a long, long time. We'll talk about that next.
Sean Myers bringing you Fan Headlines.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.